Tory Lanez's father recently spoke with Chris Cuomo, and he had some things that he wanted to get off his chest about this whole situation. Let's jump into it and see what he had to say.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
First of all, shout out to Tory's father. But second of all, that hairline is obviously hereditary. I don't know what's going on with the paint on the hairline to try to make it seem like they got a hairline. I don't know what black men got against letting it go. It's okay. Listen, it's even okay to get a little bit of help. But just getting the fresh paint and then getting the paint right here and lining up the paint on the sides and then there's no hair right here, that's insane. And I got a lot of respect for Tory's father for holding him down. But that looked wild. That then got the circle glasses like Jamal Bryan. Okay. All right. I got you. No, Jamie Foxx be having hair on his head. Like he be, I don't know what he got. I don't know if he got a transplant, if he got a wig, follicles, whatever Jamie Foxx got. Jamie Foxx get enhancements. All right, he get the hair and then he get the spray and then he get lined up. That's just pure spray. That's I'm bald, shave my head, throw some spray on there and then get the line, razor line. So that look a little weird. That look a little weird to me, but let's continue.
To be here.
Well, listen, this is the job, is to make sure that there is fairness under law in this situation. And with your son, there's now a question mark. And you're not a lawyer. It's not why I'm talking to you. My understanding is it's gotten bad enough for him on the inside after this stabbing that it is a miracle that he survived, that now he's being moved as we speak. Is that true, sir? And
somebody says AD don't like any man with hair. He don't have hair. I don't mind you having hair. Get your hair on. I love the way that my whole look up look with the beard and a lineup. I'm cool with what I got. God has blessed me tremendously. The problem is that it's not hair. It's no hair there. I can't be mad at a person that has hair that don't have hair. That's not hair. That's hair to you? Anyways, let's continue.
Survived. That now he's being moved as we speak. Is that true, sir? And what does that mean to you?
Yes, that is correct. it's one of the things we've been concerned about, but he's being moved because it's a part of the prison's protocol. That when a situation like this happens, I think they believe it's better for him to be in another facility. And so he is being moved as we speak. One of the things, of course, we're concerned about is because my son is a high profile person. And when things like this happen, there's always some kind of weird news going out, trying to spin it to be something else, you know. Maybe he went.
Somebody time out. Big Midnight D. He don't even know how to spell midnight. Somebody time that out. Why are you inquiring about somebody's wife, sir? I'm the only person that can inquire about somebody's wife. Because I'm going on an I Choose You 2 tour. Have a nice day.
Crazy in the prison and they move them. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happens. But the truth being that he is being moved right now as we speak. And we have concerns because, number one, he has just been discharged not many days ago from the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he was discharged with 14 stab wounds, an incident that collapsed his lungs that, you know, again, thankfully, he is recovering. He's doing well. But now he has to take a 3-hour ride. And he is the victim in this situation. Those are the things that really concern me. He is the victim. He never provoked this incident in prison. And anybody that knows him, in fact, I've met many people going there to visit him, my wife and I, that will tell you that he is someone who is liked. He's not someone who is a troublemaker. I was with the COs, the correctional officers, in the hospital where he was taken after this incident. And the COs spoke to me. They said when they heard on the intercom that they had to transport somebody to the hospital, it was him. The guy looked at me and said, why him of all people? Because he doesn't do anything like that, you know, to warrant these kinds of things.
Well, listen, Mr. Peterson, we're going to stay on it. Not out of any deference to your son. I'm new to this story, but there's something about it that doesn't smell right. And we're going to stay on it until we figure out what this is really about and that justice is served here. And I hope he is safe, no matter which way it comes out. And we're a call away if we can help you with any concerns you have. Okay.
Absolutely.
The fact that Tory is even in prison in the first place, but at the same time in prison suffering at the same time, because of a lie or because somebody wanted to see him go away, that's probably the worst feeling in the world. It's one thing to go to jail or to go to prison. And imagine how many guys is in jail or in prison that was accused of something that they didn't do. Imagine the amount of guys that's in prison that is in jail for things that they did not do because they was accused by a woman that was bitter, angry. Man, dog, women have this, y'all got this thing. Some of y'all bury it deep down inside and you never actually pull it out. Some of y'all just manage it effectively. Y'all got an evil streak in y'all. Y'all got this mean streak that's just like, oh, because there's, dog, only a woman can birth a child of a man that's not the biological father that she tells the false father that that's his child. Do you know what type of person you have to be on the inside? Do you know how many of y'all grandmothers and great grandmothers lied and told their husband that that's his child? Do you know how many of y'all probably believe that your lineage traced through to whatever you think your father is? And that's not really your father. And so you have a false understanding of where you come from because you don't even know who your real father is. Do you know how evil you have to be to do something like that? And that is one thing to cheat, because that's what people do. You know what I'm saying? People bust it down for a real one. I always say she wasn't yours. It was just your turn. If you can get her, then she's yours. I'm not trying to hold on to anything that's not mine. If you can get her, she's yours. It's another thing to have a child by a man that is not the man that you're telling that's his child. You know how evil of a species? Because this isn't even a one-off. Like, this is even something that's uncommon. This is something that's normal. Do you know how evil you have to be to put somebody in jail and falsely accuse them of something that they didn't do?
Representative APL, it's good to have you.
Thanks, Chris. Happy to be back on. And thanks for taking a look at this case.
No, listen, you tell me to take a look at it. I'll look at it. But why did you look at it? I mean, this isn't your jurisdiction. I don't know you to have any connection to any of these people.
Yeah, so as you know, we are on oversight and accountability. And so this case was actually initially flagged for me by Amber Rose. And the reason why I took particular interest in it is because of the fact that they actually had evidence that they presented to me in my office that actually disproved the conviction. So as you stated earlier, that 0.01% of DNA, they actually found four people's DNA on that firearm, none of which was Tory's. Not to mention there were zero fingerprints on the actual magazine. And also too, as you said, 0.01% chance. I mean, that evidence in itself should pretty much speak for itself. Also, there's been ring footage that's been obtained that actually disproved the whole dance, Megan. And so what we're seeing is really there was a case of he said, she said. The evidence wasn't actually respected and properly adhered to actually in the trial. And then they also were doing something that I would find pretty wild and egregious. They're actually submitting his lyrics for rap as evidence to the crime. So look, first and foremost, you have to have a free and fair society. That means we need to respect and uphold the justice system. So I actually reached out today to Gavin Newsom's office, and we are requesting an emergency meeting. We're also working with other Democrats, specifically to the California delegation. But I think that this is something that's pretty, pretty egregious, that the way that this was handled, the way that it was. I think that it was largely driven by headlines. And aside from the people involved and the parties involved. Obviously, I take domestic violence, I take this very seriously, Chris, but I also take very seriously the fact that I do believe, based on the evidence that I've seen, that Tory's innocent. Mm-hmm. And I think that it sets a really bad message when you have someone of his stature and also to someone that is as influential as he is, it's being wrongfully incarcerated. And that's exactly why we wanted to use our megaphone for a good reason and help get him his pardon, which I think he'll get.
So Luna.
So check this out. Tiana says, I know women have their faults. However, you do not take a day off going off on women. Damn. I don't take a day off on going off on everybody. Every day I go off on racist people. Every day I go off on men. The segment before this, I just was talking about how men make dumb decisions and have no ability to be able to control their emotions. The segment before that, I was holding people accountable for being racist. Do you feel like a victim when we start talking about Tory Lanez and the fact that the man got stabbed 14 times? Am I not supposed to mention the woman that put him there? Am I not supposed to mention the woman that put him there? I'm just asking. I'm genuinely asking. I never see men complain about the fact that I'm going. Well, yeah, I do. I see some feminine men sometimes. I'm not going to care. But I never see men complaining about the fact that I'm holding men accountable. I just say, do better. And they say, you know what? It ain't all of us. They may push back a little bit, but they not tripping about it. They not tripping about it. At all. Not even a little bit. A woman got this man getting stabbed 14 times. And the only thing that you can think to say is, I haven't even held women accountable today. I'm holding Megan accountable. And if anything, this is the reason why I need to hold y'all more accountable, because your accountability is lacking.
Well, who did it? I mean, she says, and her friends say, that he did it, and who else would have done it, and what proof do you have to support that? I get it. Maybe they didn't make the case the right way with the weapon, but who did it?
You know, Chris, that's not for me to weigh in, and that's definitely for the judge and the jury, but what I will tell you is, based on the evidence that we have, the evidence that we have says that he wasn't the guy. And so I do think that Gavin Newsom has some great attorneys that will look at this. But I'd also like to point out that the prosecutor specifically on this case that initially brought the charges is a very interesting prosecutor. Look into who ran him. And at the end of the day, you know, I think Hollywood, as you know, Chris, and politics does overlap. And there's a lot of interesting stuff that happened there. So look at the evidence for yourself. We've posted it for the entire world to see, to determine for themselves. And I know that Tory's legal team actually has an incredible case. And so we are calling on Gavin Newsom to issue that pardon immediately. And also remember, he was almost killed in jail. I actually talked to him today on the phone.
Bakari says, have you fact checked that he's innocent and Meg Thee Stallion is lying? Or are you just using Republicans' talking point because they making this political anti? Do you realize that this is not something that's Republican or a Democrat issue? When did this become a political issue? She said that she's calling Gavin Newsom to work with him. Gavin Newsom is a Democrat. He's one of the most liberal governors in the United States of America. When did this become anything political? Listen, we seen Meg Thee Stallion lying. She admitted to lying when she went on Gayle King and said that she never even had a sexual relationship with him in the first place, which also tainted the credibility of the witness. How can you believe a woman that'll lie on national TV when they then silenced Tory Lanez and said that he can't say anything? And then she dropped her own documentary saying that she was lying. So I need y'all to get out of y'all emotions. Everything isn't a political issue. Everything isn't a racist issue. Everything isn't a gender issue. Different things apply depending on what the circumstance is. And this has nothing to do with Democrats versus, I never mentioned Democrats at all in this segment of the show. I never mentioned Democrats at all in this segment of the show. What does being a Democrat have to do with whether or not he was falsely accused and he's serving time and possibly could lose his life and he got sentenced to 10 years in prison? What does this have to do with being Democrat or Republican? Democrats and Republicans are working to get the dude out. They're saying it's because she's a Republican senator. Yeah, but she's working with a Democrat governor in order to try to get Tory Lanez out. I need y'all to think sometimes. Think. Think your way through it. Think. All right? This don't have nothing to do with black, white. Don't have to. Because guess what? I'll tell you this also. White women do it too. There are a ton of white women. This is a cultural issue. This is a law that needs to be changed. This is a lack of accountability. This is a moral issue. This don't have nothing to do with Democrat versus Republican. Come on, y'all. Let's focus.